Welcome to this episode of Retail Touchpoints TV. I'm Amanda Batista, Associate Editor at Retail Touchpoints, and today our guest is Simon Salt, author of the book Social Location Marketing and CEO of Inkslingers, a Dallas-based interactive marketing agency. Today, Simon is joining us via Skype. Thanks for joining us, Simon.
Thanks, Amanda, for having me on.
So, Simon, there's been a lot of buzz about how retailers can harness the power of social media to use social location marketing. What are some of the bigger misconceptions that you're seeing among retailers?
I would say the biggest misconception is that the check-in is the end point, that simply encouraging the customers, visitors to their location to check in is it, and that's all they have to do. Really, the check-in is the gateway. It's the start point for the engagement.
And, you know, you talk a lot about the games people play, and that's one of the chapters in your book. And so you emphasize the importance of game playing and its theory and how it really influences the aspect of social location marketing. So can you expand on the potential for retailers to drive social gaming?
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I dedicated a whole chapter to it in the book is that far more than any other part of social media, social location marketing is really emphasizing the fact that people want to be social, they want to share with each other, and one of the ways we as human beings share most often is through gameplay. And so understanding that game theory and gameplay basics for a marketer is really important if they're going to have a successful campaign, because the point of a social location campaign is it needs to be repeatable, it needs to be fun, and it needs to be shareable.
Excellent. Are there any retailers that you would point to that are doing that well?
Yeah, I think we've seen some really interesting across verticals. So we've seen things like Jimmy Choo, who did the Catch a Choo campaign in London last year, where the whole point was to find the Jimmy Choo associate that was moving around London with a $600 pair of sneakers to give away. And you basically, it was a scavenger hunt to track them down and actually find them and claim those shoes. Right the way through to people like most recently Radio Shack, who have been doing some really good things with their Foursquare campaign and have seen some great results.
You've also discussed the advent of online retailing and how it's impacting traditional reward programs. And obviously retailers are constantly thinking of ways to innovate how to bring consumers back in the store and ultimately target them more efficiently. So can you expand on your theory that social location marketing can help retailers create those compelling, relevant campaigns?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the online space, retailers have for some time been used to the fact that their analytics packages will show them where the customer came from, i.e. what referral site, be it a search engine or another website. Where the customer went on their website and then where they went when they left. We can't yet do that in the real world, but social location marketing is moving us a lot closer to that, in that we can see a customer's check-in history. We can see where did they check in before they came to our store and where did they check in after they left our store. So we can get a sense of, was this person coming to our location specifically? Were they casual browsers? Were they on a shopping trip for something else? Did they go to our competitors? Are they price shopping? So we're getting that little bit closer to a real world equivalent of those types of analytics. And social location marketing is certainly going to give us those analytics as the applications themselves develop.
Yeah, I mean, going back to some of the real-world examples that you discuss both in the book and in our interview, you know, Radio Shack recently came out and said that they found that Foursquare users spend up to 3.5 times more than non-Foursquare users, which obviously is, you know, one of the first hard numbers to come out of this whole social location marketing craze. So you also talk in the book about Tasty Delight. So they integrated their customer loyalty program with Foursquare, was it correct?
Yes.
So, and they saw a 27% increase of loyalty card members opting in to connect via social. So are there any kind of other examples like this that you're looking at? I mean, I know you've talked with Radio Shack about some of their social efforts. So can you expand on that?
Yeah. So the Tasty Delight piece is really interesting, in that what they did was by integrating it with their point of sale system, they streamline the process for the customer and their front of house people. So they didn't have to increase the amount of training particularly. They didn't have to train the customer to do anything because it's all based on the loyalty card. The customers don't even have to take their phone out of their pocket anymore. So that was a really useful way of breaking down barriers to adoption. On the Radio Shack side, what was really interesting about that case study was the fact that not only did they see that huge, you know, they were able to measure that huge spend difference, the 3.5 times, but they were applying all of the other usual metrics that you would expect a retailer to apply to this type of campaign. So often in social media, we hear people say, oh, well, it's hard to measure the ROI, or it's hard to, you know, drive real metrics. But, you know, the Radio Shack case proves that it isn't. They were looking at dollars per transaction, items per transaction, total value of the sale, and they were measuring this campaign in the way they would measure any other marketing campaign. And it's really useful to remember that for marketers, that social media doesn't mean you stop measuring.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Simon, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. For our audience, you can read more about Simon's insights and strategies in social location marketing. And thanks very much for watching.
Thank you.